In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.
Happy Feast of the Circumcision today. And I love how the Church gives us a very clear and direct message in the Synaxarium and teaches us all that we need to hear about the Feast of the Circumcision and how it points to the baptism of the future rite of baptism. So today I wanted to focus on something a little different than the circumcision. I wanted to see that there are two hidden figures in this gospel. A man and a woman who, according to our standards and according to our expectations, they're really unknown. They're really two people who lived as strangers, unknown in the temple. One is the elder Simeon, and the other is Anna the prophetess. We know that both of them lived and served in the temple. And what's interesting for us is that so often we think that people have to have an outward life of service for them to make a difference in the world. And it's amazing because it says specifically about Anna the prophetess that she served in the temple for 84 years. How is it possible, people may ask, that this is service, to just be alone in a temple praying and fasting? How is that any benefit to anyone in the world? And so often our society is so focused on the outward appearance, so focused on the outward manifestation of holiness or outward manifestation of success or joy, with a culture that posts everything on Facebook and Instagram. What would they have posted about themselves? What would they have shown and spoken of themselves? They were, in our eyes, or in the eyes of our culture, completely irrelevant. And yet, there is hidden in their lives a message for us today. In fact, the Lord teaches that our life with God needs to be done in secret. When He teaches about prayer, He says, don't go out and say long prayers, but rather go into your closet and in the secret place, there, pray to your Father who sees in secret. He says, when you do good deeds, don't even let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Rather, do it in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. We have these two characters who lived unknown in the temple, and yet, they both saw the Lord. Simeon actually carried the Lord Jesus in his hands. And Anna the prophetess actually prophesied and spoke and saw him with her own eyes. It's amazing because in the stories of the Desert Fathers, we always see this pattern. You'll find one of the elders, like St. Anthony or St. Macarius, both of them coming to a place where they feel, who is more spiritual than me? Who has attained such spiritual heights? And the Lord always sends them someone and directs them to people who are completely unknown, who live a secret life. For one of them, He sent him to two women who were strangers, who married two brothers. And these two women lived a life of love and service towards one another, so much so that they exceeded the spirituality of Saint Macarius. And Saint Anthony was sent to a doctor who served very humbly, who served the poor, and didn't charge them for his medical services. And he was counted to be greater in the eyes of the Lord. Saint Zosima, same story. He gets to a place where he says, who's achieved such spiritual levels? And an angel sends him to Palestine to meet a woman who for 47 years stood praying alone in a desert, St. Mary of Egypt. He saw her at the end of her life walking across the Jordan to receive the Eucharist at his hands. And so today, maybe you feel as a person that your life, I'm not serving, I'm not doing something magnificent for God. I have no place in his kingdom. This is not the truth. Just by virtue of loving your family, loving your children, loving your neighbors, praying the Agbeya, sanctifying yourself, you are serving the world. Just by sanctifying yourself, setting yourself apart for God, you are actually serving the entire cosmos. One of my favorite stories in the church is a story of a woman named Saint Marina. Now, I think of Saint Marina often because, again, according to the world's standards, she was a no one. But in the eyes of God, she's a great saint. And it was only after that she died that her life had an effect on the entire world. For those of you that don't know her story, she's a saint who, a woman who was really longing to be a monk. And there was no convent. So she went and she decided to pretend to be a man. And she went into the convent, to the monastery, and she served there. And then one day, a woman accused Saint Marina of taking advantage of her, and this woman became pregnant. And so the monks in the monastery, not knowing that she was a woman herself, decided to kick her out of the monastery. They kicked her out, and she had to live a life outside of the monastery, a life of shame, of embarrassment, yet she did not open her mouth. Not only did she have to live in shame, but they made her raise the child that was born to the woman. And so every time someone passed the monastery, they knew, there is Monk Marina, the adulterer, the one who brought shame to our monastery. And her whole life, she did not open her mouth. Her whole life, she remained patient, peaceful, quiet, worshiping God. It was only when she died and they came to clean his body that they discovered that Monk Marina was a woman. And though she may never have seen the fruits of her service to God, maybe she never imagined that anyone would find out, and she was okay to live a life of secret worship to God, just like Hannah and Simeon. And yet, her life has affected my life and has affected the lives of thousands and maybe millions just by the fact of living a secret, worshipful, prayerful sanctification and a life of devotion to God without anyone noticing. So whatever it is, the circumstance of your life, whether it's work or whether you're raising your children, or whether you're washing the dishes, or cooking, or going shopping, or doing whatever it is that you're doing, the Lord has given us the opportunity to have the temple of God inside of us. As Hannah and Simeon lived in the temple, you and I can now also live our whole lives in the temple of God, which is revealed to us as our hearts. When they asked the Lord, "Where is your kingdom?" He said to them, "The kingdom of God is within you, inside of you." And so though you can't live maybe in St. Mary's Church or in any other church every day of your life, you have the opportunity in the New Testament to live in the temple of God, which is your heart, day and night, sanctifying yourselves, offering prayers and fasting to the Lord. And we long for the same thing. The same thing that Simeon and Anna had is given to us as well, which is to see the Lord, which is to see him. And so in the temple of your heart, live a secret life of prayer, a secret life of fasting, a secret life of sanctification, and be confident that the Lord Jesus that we receive at the altar comes and makes his home inside of you. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia.
Came down from heaven and was incarnate, the Holy Spirit and Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us and forced of Pilate, suffered, buried, and third day he rose from the dead according to the Scripture.
Ascended into the heavens, he is at right hand of his Father.
And he is coming again to his glory. God's kingdom shall have no end. Yes, who believe the Holy Spirit, the Lord of God, give up, who proceed from the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified.
Holy Spirit, by the prophets, and
in
the
Holy
Catholic
and
Apostolic
Church,
we confess
our
baptism for the remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection
Ir in impar